Have you ever wondered how much of a pounding your pussy can take before you'll beg your lover to fuck another woman? This is a true story about Marie, a 51-year-old woman with a high sex drive who is calling out to all horny women. Please help me handle Maestro, my insatiably horny younger lover and former work colleague, before he ruins my poor little pussy with his constant attention. You can learn more about Maestro from other true stories I've posted on Literotica, and also on my website, slipperyclip.com. Still a work in progress. We're in Vancouver, Canada, but it is time for summer holidays, come to think of it. So answer my call. Send me a message. Describe how you can help me with Maestro's insatiable desires, and how Maestro and I can help you in return. Maestro is a pleaser, a man who seeks to learn his lover's desires, her fantasies, her pleasure centers, and then, ever the teacher, explores them with her as her guide, protector, and companion. I didn't know this when he sat across the desk from me at work. He always wore beautiful shoes, dark slacks, and perfectly pressed button-down shirts. His wild hair and occasional slips at the water cooler. Those were the only hints I had of his much wilder side that I wouldn't discover until years later. As I write this, it's June 23rd, 2019, and it's only been 6 months since Maestro helped me fall in love with my pussy again. A lovely, playful little pussy which I'd not been paying much attention to for some years. I'd left it unplayed with, unwanted, unused. But with Maestro's help, my pussy and I became friends again. We became intimate again. We became lovers again. I vowed that my pussy would belong to him, and he cared for it, fed it, and under his experience, touch, tongue, and cock, made it feel pleasures I'd never imagined. 4 months ago, I shared my first female lover with Maestro. I always thought that sharing a lover would mean that I get less attention, but it all comes down to simple math. Really, you can get more attention from two people than one person could ever give. An extra mouth, another tongue, and two more hands exploring your body is twice as good. I can give more pleasure to two people. It's simple math. It's so much better being with two people that Maestro and I have become rather addicted to the experience. And so this is where my story begins. Happy birthday, my sexy little exotic flower. Wanna come party at my place? It's our joint birthday party, and I've got some of my crazy friends over tonight. We've got a lamb and a ham. Totally, Joe, we'd love to see you tonight, but we can't stay long. Maestro's taking me out to a sex club later. We haven't seen Jolene in over a month, but our first night together with her resulted in an all-night bender. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll all the way. She's crazy. She's got a frenetic energy about her that's undeniably arousing. For both of us. I was her first woman ever. Her first experience was kissing a woman and later hungrily devouring my pussy. Her first pussy. The first woman who came hard in her mouth, clamping her fingers tight with her
spine. Oh, I can't believe. Easily a finger slipped into my eyes.
We head over to Jolene's house dressed for the club. Maestro had torn a green dress and layered it with a slashed camouflage t-shirt to make me a skimpy, sexy, little erotic forest huntress. And tonight, Maestro, ever the handsome figure, was my Shay-inspired rebel captain, in combat uniform complete with pink mirror wired aviator sunglasses, and his wild chin-length hair is spilling out from under a beret with a perfect pink little star on it.
Wonderful to see you again, Joe.
We missed you, baby. Give me a hug. Jolene was smoking a cigarette on her front step when we arrived. Hey, guys. It's so good to see you again, too. There's lamb and ham in the kitchen. The three of us had a little flirt, then a little kiss, and later a little grope, sneaking into the bathroom together where Maestro and I worked together to please Jolene with our mouths and hands. Over an hour flew by before we realized it was time to head off to the rave. By this time, she was dripping wet and wanting more. I really miss playing with you guys. You know you can drop by at any time for a drink, but... So let me know when you leave the club.
Okay, I'll call you.
Or you can just drop by. I'll probably still be up. Take care, Joe. We drove to the party, excited about the night ahead, a perfect night for hunting unicorns. Earlier that evening, Maestro had warned me what would happen to me if we didn't find another pussy for him to play with. We were slowly fucking in bed, lying on our sides, him entering me from behind. A gentle lovemaking session. I was turned on immediately when he whispered in my ear.
You belong to me.
Yeah, my pussy belongs to you, baby.
And this?
Oh.
Yes, Maestro.
I have been taking it easy on him every year, but it has been a long time since we shared.
You've been taking it easy on me, baby? To answer my question, he immediately picked me right off the bed, flipped me onto my back, and forced my legs back until I was at the full extent of my flexibility, my feet just behind my head.
Do you want to feel what a hard fuck is like?
Oh, no, Maestro.
Yes or no, Marie?
Then yes, Maestro, please, baby. I want your cock in my pussy.
Take it, Marie. It's gonna hurt.
His thick cock, still wet with my juices, slid suddenly and easily into my dripping, well-fucked pussy. Maestro penetrates me so deep in that position that it's a little uncomfortable, especially in the area around my cervix. This time he was much, much deeper than that.
Oh, fuck!
He's hurting me.
Take it, Marie!
I wanted more. I loved to fuck, and I knew I could take anything that he could give me. Yes, pound my pussy, Maestro, my little brown pussy, it's all yours. It was just before 2 a.m. when we left the rave. Maestro and I had flirted, teased, and laid out some hot, dirty dance moves with a range of sexy, scantily clad elves and wood nymphs at the Enchanted Forest theme party, but were unsuccessful in finding one to join our intimate party at home. I called Jolene from the car. Hey, Joe. You still up? I'm still up, my little flower, but I'm busy fucking those two boys you met at the party. The girls left hours ago, and the three of us have been fucking the whole time. You could come join us. I was about to send them home. Oh, we're just thinking we'd come over for a play. We're on our way home now. We'll be at your place in about 15 minutes. I'd love to play with you guys, but I can't handle Maestro now. Not after those two. I understand. We'll see you next Friday, love. Good night. We love you. Love both of you guys, too. Good night. Make sure Maestro gives you an extra little cuff for me. Night, baby. Okay. I will. Good night.
I will, Joe. Good night.
Maestro, will you please fuck me right away when we get home? I'm so horny from dancing with those women.
Mm. It did you like the most, babe?
I've thought about all the women I've touched and kissed and teased at the club. The auburn-haired Quebecois with the rock-hard abs and silky smooth skin who laughed when Maestro showed her the double-headed dildo in his holster. Remember the one with the sparkly pantsuit? She was the one who kept rubbing her nice firm ass against me.
Yeah, she just wanted to tease you, baby.
The petite blonde who bent over and let me grind my pussy against her ass while her boyfriend looked on with approval. Or the curly-haired brunette who let me squeeze her full round tits that spilled out of her little black dress.
Baby, you're so horny. Do you even realize that you're playing with yourself right now?
Oh my god.
My hands drifted between my legs without thinking. One hand softly stroking the inside of my thigh while the other rubbed my clit on top of my little black thong. My hands continued to move, pulling my thong aside now and toying with my clit. Moistened my little finger with my pussy juices and pressed harder, rubbing my firm pink little button in circles, and then squeezing and pulling between my thumb and forefinger as I thought about watching the Maestro tease a parade of gorgeous women that I might get to lick. Oh, I love seeing all those pretty boys hitting on you too. I wasn't the only one loving your sexy Che Guevara look. I get so horny watching you command everyone's attention in the club, knowing that I'll get to lick and taste and take all of your cock.
Now that little tie boy was pretty hot. I thought about letting him suck my cock, you know, but you promised me another pussy, Marie, and I wasn't about to let you get off so easily. So what are you doing now, baby? What are you doing? Is that to distract me? You just can't keep your hands away from your own pussy.
My hips rotated in the opposite direction of my finger and thumb, increasing the pressure on the most sensitive area of my clit. I spread my legs further apart, bracing my right knee against the car door. Faster and faster now, I work my clit over, parting my swollen lips to tease my stroke. I lick two fingers from my other hand now, slowly penetrating my pussy just an inch, while thinking about the man with the beautiful eyes who'd hit on my lover. Oh, fuck, Maestro, I'm just getting warmed up for you. You can use my pussy, baby, any way you want, but I'm so horny I just need a little cum. Oh, fuck. My pussy was starting to drip onto the seat now, feeling the pleasure build as I fantasized about what he would do. Both hands worked in unison now, one rubbing hard against my clit while the other darted in and out of my pussy, desperate for Maestro's cock. Streetlights flashed by, but I was unaware of where we were. Preoccupied by my impending orgasm, I completely lost track of time and distance.
Oh, I love your pussy, baby, but tonight I need to feel the pleasure of two. That's just not something you can give me on your own, baby. It doesn't matter how juicy and willing your pussy is.
I thought about how much I loved it the first time Maestro ravished me while wearing his rebel outfit. He was commanding, intense, intimidating. Oh, that grin, that grin.
I'm doing this for your own good. You really can't handle a fuck for me right now. I'm really not sure what I would do to you.
I'm so wet now and desperately horny, not just from tonight's flirting, but also from my own lustful attentions. I slipped three fingers into my pussy and then four, alternately pulling them apart as wide as I could, and then twisting them together. No no matter what I did to prepare myself, nothing my fingers could do would prepare for Maestro's onslaught when he's fully aroused and hard. His thick, rock-hard cock would be battering my juicy pussy shortly. Now I was playing with my clit more vigorously, rubbing my palm hard as my fingers couldn't keep up the pressure on their own. I put my feet up on the dashboard so I could get a better angle to fuck myself deeper and harder. I want your cock in my pussy. Please, Maestro, you can pound me. You can use me however you want. Oh, I'm making my pussy nice and ready for you, baby. Can you hear it? It's all juicy for you now. It's just for you. Just for your cock.
You don't understand, Marie. You're such a wonderful fuck. I'm so ready for two. You're one. Couldn't take it. I told you, baby. It's simple math.
I love it when you pound me hard. I can take it, baby. Really, I can take it. You can destroy my pussy and I'll just want more. I'll be your little cum slut. My pussy's just a wet hole for you to abuse. I want you to fuck my ass too. I want you to fill all of my holes. Do anything you want to me. Use me. I tease my asshole a little more with a moistened finger, thinking about the best anal sex I've had only a few weeks earlier with Maestro. I got so horny while I was writing that story, I thought I'd never finish it.
You don't understand yet, but you'll learn. You're in all the ways I can fuck. You think you can handle me when I'm horny? Well, I'm more than horny right now.
Yes, Maestro. Please teach me. I thought of all of the pleasure he'd already taught me. Even the way I was masturbating was different now, under his expert guidance.
Baby, if I'm gonna do this, if I'm gonna teach you about the limits of what your pussy can take, I'm going to take you beyond it, do you understand?
Yes, baby.
I won't be fucking you just to please you. I won't be fucking you just to make you come. I'm going to be teaching you a lesson.
Yes, baby.
I will use plenty of lube, baby. I don't want either of us to get sore from all that friction. But I want to make sure that you understand that my intent is to leave your pussy feeling great. I want you to learn that your pussy cannot take my pounding and that you need.
Yes, baby.
Consent to everything that is coming. You understand what you're going to have to take. And you're going to take it all, baby. I'm going to fuck you until you can't walk properly unless you say that word. Remember that word, baby?
Yes, baby.
If you say that word, everything stops. I'll leave you alone. You can cuddle. I'll play with your pussy if you want. I'll make you gentle. You can go to sleep if you want. But I know that you wouldn't start this unless you were ready to be tough. And you know that if you're going to be tough, that means you're not going to say that word to me, are you?
I hesitated for just a moment, my fingers pausing in their desperate play. Did I really know what he would do to me? I decided I wanted to find out, and knew that would require a commitment on my part. Yes, baby, I'll be brave for you.
Now, it's lucky for you that you're working from home, because you're going to have an extra day to recover.
Yes, baby, use my pussy, pound me hard. I want to feel it. I'm pounding myself hard now, too. Working four fingers in my pussy and three fingers in my ass. Kneading my palm against my bright pink clit. My fingers were soaked in my own pussy juice, which was also soaking the car seat.
Yes. But you understand it's just you, right? I'm going to see just how hard I can fuck you. All three of your holes, since you offer them to me so gracefully. First, I'm gonna fuck your pussy. Maybe I'll make love to you first. all nice and slow, tease you, get you all juicy and wet. The thing I'm gonna do next is I'm gonna pound you. I'm going to pound you until I break pussy. And then your ass. Not starting slow this time, but I will break it just the same. I'm not taking any mercy on your ass, Marie. When I'm fucking your ass, I'm gonna shove a dildo in your pussy. The new one on your strap-on. Remember how big that is? And before you go and fuck another woman with that strap-on, you should know what it feels like. If she's gonna take that in her pussy while I'm fucking her ass, you need to know what it feels like. It's only fair, isn't it, Marie? Say it!
Oh, Maestro, I've never had my pussy and ass filled at the same time. It'll be so tight. I don't know if I can take a dildo, too. Squirming in my seat at the thought of being double-fucked. I thought about it and watched plenty of double-penetration porn. But Maestro's cock is so huge.
Then you're gonna clean my cock off, Marie. You're gonna clean my cock with your mouth. Right out of your asshole. Oh, my little birthday girl. You're gonna suck my cock right after I fuck your ass. And you're gonna swallow my cock deeper than you've ever swallowed it before. I know you deep throat my cock better than anyone else, but tonight you're gonna take more. Oh, just another inch, darling. Just another inch and another inch, and I'll come inside your throat.
Oh, God, Maestro. Fuck. 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 I threw my head back against the seat as my toes gripped the dashboard. Maestro looked on with a wicked grin on his face. My pussy and ass were warm and wet for him now. I came as we pulled into the parking garage. I was only minutes from the start of my ordeal. To be continued. I'm still being fucked right now, even as I write. Maestro's letting me have a break. Licking my pussy while I sit at my writing desk.
Oh,
I just came a moment ago, and so he says it's time for me to get tied up again. I still have comfort on my leg. This is my first audio story. I'd love to hear what you think. Did my story turn you on? Please let me know in the comments. Follow Ant Climax on Twitter for current news. And follow Ant Climax on Literonica for Maestro and Marie's stories, which can also be found on my website, slipperyclip.com. To all the horny ladies out there, please hear my cry for help. This is a genuine appeal to any woman out there who'd like to share Maestro's insatiable and expert attentions with me. If you can take the leap, there's a good hard cum waiting for you here in Vancouver. Yeah. So send me a message. We'll talk about what you would like to do with us. And who knows, maybe we can work something out. And to everyone else, come back soon. So long until then.